Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Undercover videos regarding Planned Parenthood may be the end of abortion funding. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, a federal court of appeals recently issued a ruling regarding the state of Texas. Texas actually issued a stoppage of Medicaid funding of abortion providers based upon the undercover videos of Planned Parenthood, indicating that there was a severe lack of accepted medical and ethical standards. A lower court ultimately blocked that decision of the state of Texas, and a federal court of appeals reversed it, Matt, and sent it back for further consideration. But importantly, in this opinion, they put front and center the videos that Sandra Merritt and David Layden ultimately did regarding the undercover work of Planned Parenthood.
And don't forget, in retaliation for that investigative reporting that just really shed light on potentially the criminal activity of Planned Parenthood, they were retaliated against by criminally, charged criminally, and are in court civilly being sued by Planned Parenthood for exposing their misdeeds. And this goes a long way toward, at least in the public eye, exonerating them for any wrongdoing.
Yeah, I mean, it's ironic, you know, the Sandra Merritt, we're representing her fighting these felony charges, but yet it's Planned Parenthood that has been murdering babies and then selling their body parts for a huge profit.
Yeah, you know, this actually began in Texas, interestingly, where these videos were relied upon by different legislators, and when they saw it, everyone around the world seeing these videos are shocked at the callous disregard for human life of these Planned Parenthood workers at high levels, all of which, by the way, were recorded in public places, which is permissible, and also because there was clear indication that Planned Parenthood may be involved in criminal activity, and that's an exception in California to the recording requirement. So what she did was completely legal, but in Texas, of all places, there were criminal charges filed against Sandra Merritt and David Layden. We defended her in Texas and got that dismissed. Then the attorney general in California filed 15 felony counts against Sandra and David, and we're defending her there, but also Planned Parenthood upset because of some loss of federal funding and state funding regarding abortion. They filed a multimillion-dollar lawsuit against Sandra Merritt, saying she's responsible for the loss of millions of dollars of Planned Parenthood, and they want her, this mother, this grandmother, to pay tens of millions of dollars to this abortion provider. Well, the good news is the Federal Court of Appeals relied upon these videos and essentially said that the state was certainly in its right to rely upon these videos, and looking at these videos, able to conclude that Planned Parenthood had demonstrated a severe lack of accepted medical and ethical standards, thus allowing them to stop any Medicaid funding that would otherwise provide funding for their abortion murderous activity. So this is good news. The case is not over yet, but it also shows how important these videos are. And in fact, Matt, what we have found later on is Planned Parenthood sold some of these baby body parts to a company in California. That company created catalogs of baby body parts. Just like you would order parts, furniture, home decor. And they created hot selling items of the month, whether it's a heart, liver, lungs, bone marrow, whatever that might be, unbelievable trafficking in human body parts.
And I believe one of those companies is under investigation with the DOJ right now, isn't it?
Yeah, they're under investigation. I wish the DOJ would hurry up.
Yeah, what's taking so long?
Because both the House and the Senate have recommended that they be criminally prosecuted, and they've sent those recommendations to the Department of Justice.
And hopefully under President Trump, and assuming William Barr is confirmed, they will be prosecuted. You said something, though, Matt. We're talking about Medicaid in Texas, but you said two words, federal funding. That's where we really need to focus here. And President Trump has, for instance, issued a letter saying that he will veto any legislation that would fund abortion, but we need to ban. The legislature needs to ban, there's plenty of evidence here, they need to ban federal funding for Planned Parenthood and all abortion organizations and clinics.
Through our office in Washington, D.C., we have been working with legislators to encourage them to stop funding of abortion. And also, as a result of that, some have on the Senate side. In fact, I was just recently talking to one of the lead senators who created a letter and got 47, 48 other senators to sign on, asking President Trump to veto anything that has abortion funding in it. And you know what? During the March for Life, when I was there and we were talking to this senator, President Trump, in his recorded message to those of us gathered in Washington, D.C., said he would veto any funding of abortion. Then he, as you're mentioning, sent a letter to Nancy Pelosi indicating that any abortion funding that comes across his desk, he will veto it. If it's not pro-life, he will veto it. And of course, you know, this Democratic-led House, Holly, the very first day, their high priority is abortion funding. And that's what they passed, is a boatload of abortion funding. Of course, President Trump thankfully says, anything like that coming to my desk, I will veto it.
And it's not going to go anywhere in the Senate either, with Republicans having a strong majority in the Senate.
Yeah. But, you know, we have to go back to the root cause of all this. This evil comes from the evil one who does not like God's creation, who does not value life as God has created it. So we have to continue to pray not only that Roe versus Wade, that abortion will no longer be legal in this nation, but that people will be brought to their knees to realize what we're doing. We are murdering.
I spoke at a church, Cielo Vista Church in El Paso, Texas, on the Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, and I spoke to three different services on that Sunday, and my message, of course, was on that very issue. In my message, I showed the development of the child in the womb, and it is absolutely fascinating in the scriptures from Psalm 139 and other places how God knit us together in the womb while we were still being formed in secret. He knows everything intimately about us. And of course, all of this about abortion is a direct attack on the most vulnerable among us, those individual humans, just like you and I, who are created in His image. And this is a spiritual battle, no question about
it. Absolutely.
And there not only needs to be laws that protect the innocent preborn children that are being murderously slaughtered, but we need a change of heart.
Absolutely.
And that's really what this is a heart problem. If you can't stand with these innocent children, it is a heart problem. It is a spiritual blindness.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, we need to change our wording, as this is January is Sanctity of Human Life Month. You know, it's not really abortion. It's human genocide. A woman carrying a child is not going to be a mother. She's already a mother. She's already carrying that child in her body.
And if she has an abortion, it's, you know, it sounds callous to say, but it's not. She's the mother of a murdered baby. There's no other way to put it. And you mentioned, Matt, this is spiritual in nature. This is a direct satanic attack. Abortion is a direct satanic attack by the enemy, Holly, you're 100% right, on God's prized creation, mankind.
Yeah. But, you know, we always have to remember, though, those women who have experienced this, there is forgiveness in Jesus Christ. There is hope. Once you heal, you can use your story to help other women.
And that's what my message was about as well, speaking the truth with grace, because Jesus loves to put together back and form again broken pottery, broken people. We're broken individuals. All of us are sinners. And Jesus takes those broken lives and repairs them. If you have experienced abortion directly or indirectly, or you know someone that does, the grace of Jesus Christ, who came and lived in flesh and gave his life for you and I, covers all of those sins. Just reach out, ask for forgiveness. He will forgive you. He will cleanse you. And as the scriptures say, he will make all things new. And you can become not only healed internally, but even be a witness and someone who stands up for the unborn. Stand up for life. Visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel, lc.org.